98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
I don't know if you saw this report yesterday that almost 600 million euro was spent by consumers using contactless payments here in Ireland during the month of May, the highest monthly total ever. So we're using our cards, we're using our phones, we're paying for stuff in a contactless way using our bank cards. Many people have made the switch to contactless payments or increased how often they use them during the COVID-19 pandemic. And it dawned on me that I'm the exact same. I can honestly tell you that I haven't had a 2 euro coin in my pocket since March. I think I've had a tenner in my wallet maybe once or twice during the last few months, but generally speaking, absolutely not. I have had no cash on me. So I want to find out from you, when was the last time you used cash or coins to pay something, and what was it? Send me a WhatsApp voice note right now to 0877 98 98 98. Maybe you're somebody who just likes using cash and takes cash out of ATM machines all the time and just spends cash. If you are, I'd like to hear from you. Or maybe you're somebody like me who, I still do, but I have a money jar at home and I used to empty my pockets into the money jar every day when I got home. I haven't put money in my money jar since March because I haven't had any cash in my pocket. And my money jar doesn't take contactless payments. So send me a WhatsApp voice note right now to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. I want you to tell me, when was the last time that you used cash? Or maybe you're somebody who uses cash all the time and actually has a bit of an issue with shops not taking cash. Some shops, smaller shops, are not taking cash at all. Have you had an issue like that? Call me right now on 6797981. You can also send us a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Or maybe you're somebody who never uses a bank card. And maybe you've never had a bank card. Is there actually somebody like that around? Well, believe it or not, the very first message that came into us says, I have not used a card, never had, and I didn't start. Now, I find it bizarre that there's still somebody around who doesn't have a bank card, even a Revolut card or one of them. Call me right now on 6797981. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice message to 0877 98 98 98. Are you somebody like me who hasn't used cash at all in the last few months? And I definitely haven't. I've had the odd coin in my pocket, but honestly, nothing in comparison. My poor old money jar. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note that's just come in to us from Bob.
Hey, lads, Bob here. Love the show, as you know, but cash is king. I use cash all the time. I can't remember when I used the card last. But I can certainly remember when I used the cash last, all the time. So cash is king. I mean, why do we have cash? Obviously, to spend it. Thanks. Good luck.
All right, there you go. So he always uses cash. Now, I have to say, I used to be that soldier. I used to be somebody who always used cash. But in the last, not even since the pandemic, but in the last year or two, I'm using it less and less and less. To the point that in the last 3 months, I haven't used cash to pay for anything. I haven't used it in a supermarket. I haven't used it in a shop. I just haven't used it at all. I want to find out if I'm alone, but apparently I'm not, because almost 600 million euro was spent by consumers using contactless payments in Ireland in May, the highest monthly total ever. Brian has an interesting question.
Hi, Adrian. Brian here. Just thinking there, I know I use contactless myself, but surely shops that refuse cash are breaking the law as it's legal tender. Or is it? That's a question I have. Thanks, Adrian.
Does anybody actually know the answer to that? Obviously, the euros and the euro coins that you may have in your pocket are legal tender here in Ireland, and you can use the money to pay for products. But are companies obliged to take cash? Does anybody know the answer to that? Call me right now on 67979 81 if you know the answer to that. I don't think companies have to take cash. I think companies can insist on card payments only. I could be wrong. I could stand corrected. And you might know the answer to that. If you do, I'd like to know. Is it legal for shops to say, no, we are not taking any cash? If you know the answer to that, maybe if you're a shopkeeper who doesn't take cash, let me know. Call us on 67979 81. Or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Kevin just sent us this message.
Morning, it's Kev. I only ever use cash. I've only ever bought one thing online with a credit card. I don't know, it's probably something I was brought up with. It's like, always make sure you've got coins or notes in your wallet. So, yeah, I take money out of ATMs. I carry cash. It's not that I don't trust the technology. I just... unless I have to, I will pay cash. That's it. All right, have a good one.
All right, he always uses cash as well. But I'm fascinated to hear from you on 67979 81. Younger people tend to use a lot more bank cards, except for you, Andrew. 22 years old, and you've never had a bank card.
No, Adrian, never once, not my entire life, I had a bank card. No. I get paid every week. I go to the bank, take out what I need in cash to survive for that week, put diesel in the car and buy a bit of food, and that's
okay, it. Okay, so you do have a bank account?
Oh, I have a bank account, but yeah, don't have a card.
And surely when you open the bank account, you got a card automatically, did you not? No,
I just refused the card, yeah.
Oh, you just said, I don't want it. And how do you get the money out?
I go down, visit the ladies in the bank every week, make the withdrawal.
Right, so this is real old school now. So you go into a bank when you know your wages is in there, and what, do you fill out a withdrawal slip?
Yeah, fill out a withdrawal slip, yeah. Chat away to the ladies, get the cash. The cash goes in the wallet. I go and put diesel in the car, go and buy food, whatever I need for the week. But it's the way to go, because it's easier to save money for a house. Like, I can't tell you the amount of times I've been in a pub, and you go to the pub, 60 euro in your pocket, you could, on a big night out, spend the money, and then... you go home then, but people start get too drunk then, the cards start coming out.
I've witnessed that myself. I've been that soldier myself. You might go out with a wad of money in your pocket, and in your case, when it's gone, it's gone.
That's it.
But for people who are using cards, then they start tapping for rounds of drink and everything else. Yeah. And they're throwing
the money away.
So this is a very conscious decision by you to use a bank card.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, I went to America last November, brought $2,000 in cash with me, had it in my wallet, and that was it.
Really?
Yeah, all my family are laughing at me. Oh, get Revolut, you don't have to pay for the currency exchange and all this.
They're right, Andrew.
Yeah, but they went and spent a fortune then, because they were just in the shops going, oh, I want this, I want that.
Is it a case that you don't trust yourself then?
In a way, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just at the end of the week, you know, the end of the month, when you're looking at your bank account, you're going, I didn't squander any money.
I'm actually totally surprised by the way this conversation is going, because the amount of people messaging me to say, like you, Andrew, I've never had a bank card.
Yeah.
So you're not alone. Now, you're probably the youngest person I've ever spoken to who doesn't have a bank.
Everyone, like, I'm an apprentice carpenter, like, and everyone on site laughs at me when I tell them.
So they're all yapping away about their Revolut or whatever.
Yeah.
And you go,
not
for me.
And they're sitting there laughing at me, thinking I'm old school. Like,
now, if you had, say, for example, if you had a Revolut card, could, let's use just a hypothetical figure. You take out 100 euro every time you get paid, okay? You could transfer that 100 euro onto a Revolut card, use that card, but it won't let you spend more than the 100 euro.
But it's just another hassle then, you know? It's just another thing in your wallet. Oh. And the cash is there, and you're seeing it leave your pocket, and you know exactly what you're spending it on. It's not just tap.
Okay, so you're convinced that people who are tapping don't actually realise that they're actually spending money.
And even buying stuff online, you know, like I don't ever buy anything online because you'd be so susceptible to impulse buying. You'd see something and go, oh yeah, grand, next thing you know, it's gone through on the PayPal.
Okay, and because you operate only with cash, you can't buy online.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Adrian.
Okay, it's fascinating. Thanks very much indeed.
Yeah,
no problem. That's Andrew, 22 years of age, never had a bank card. I didn't even think you could refuse a bank card. I thought you got it automatically, but obviously not. Helen, you actually think it is unfair that some shops don't take cash?
Yeah, like I understand the whole like trying to like reduce contact and stuff, but there's people out there that just don't have cards. People that have just gone their whole life without having cards and they're not going to get one now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm very surprised to hear of a 22-year-old who's never had a card.
Yeah.
And that was Andrew there a second ago. Do you have a bank card?
Yeah, I do have one.
Do you use it?
Yeah. But if there's places that take cash, like I'll still give them cash because I have cash and cards. But like, there's times where like you're like in a shop, like you have to queue everywhere now these days.
Yeah.
And I was like queuing to get a coffee one day, and there was like an elderly man in front of me, and we were waiting in the queue for a while. And then he turned around and he was like, "Do you know if this place takes cash?" And I was like, "No, they're only card here." And then like I felt so bad. He was like, "Oh, I guess that's me gone then." And then like he was walking away, and I was like, "Oh my god!" Like I felt so bad. Like I couldn't just let him leave. But he ended up not letting me pay, so he just left. But I just felt so bad. And then, like, that same day, I was in the queue again, and I was waiting for my coffee, and there was another elderly man behind me, and then I was listening to him, like, at the till, because, like, it was a small shop, like, and the same thing happened there. They were like, "We only take card," and he was like, "Oh, can I pay for a one-for-all voucher?" And they were like, "No." And they were just going to let him leave without a coffee. And I just felt so bad.
Oh, that is awful. Yeah, that is terrible. So you think it is wrong for some shops to point blank refuse to take cash?
Yeah, definitely. Like whenever I tell my dad, like he goes mad and he says that it's illegal. I don't know if it is illegal.
I think a company is well within its rights to say we don't take cash. It is legal tender. We know that. And can somebody answer that question for me? Is it illegal to refuse to take cash in a store? Because I know, for example, one of the off-licence chains, now they've changed it over the last week or two, but for a number of weeks they were saying card only during the pandemic. But are you using cash less now, Helen, than you were?
The only reason for that is because a lot of places only take cards, but if everywhere was like the way it used to be, it would probably be the exact same.
Yeah, you see, I've just gotten into the habit now of tapping my card. It's actually much more, it's much easier, really, than standing there waiting for change. You just beep, and away you go. And you remember a couple of years ago using a card to take ages to get a connection and all of that. With the tapping now, it's very instant. It's very, very quick. It's quicker than them opening the till and taking out your change.
Yeah, I do enjoy the Revolut, like just tapping the phone. You don't even need your card with
you. Yeah, steadily. It really is. All right, thank you very much indeed, Helen. 6797981 is our telephone number. Claire says tapping is much easier.
How are you, Adrian? Yeah, it's so much easier to just tap your card. So in a way, it's kind of a lazy thing from my perspective. It's just so much easier to just tap as opposed to getting the cash out and figuring out the coins, etc.
Yeah, no, I have to say, Claire, I do agree with you. The tapping is much easier, but I also agree with what Andrew was saying, that in certain circumstances, because you're not dealing in cold, hard cash, you don't keep an eye on what you're spending. Stephen doesn't even have a bank account.
Morning, Stephen here. The only two cards I have in my wallet is my disability card and my driver's licence. I'm very little cash. But sure, I wouldn't have even a bank account, so I'd have to be able to use cash.
Really? I'm flabbergasted that somebody in 2020 doesn't have a bank account. Is there many people that don't even have a bank account? How do you get your money? Even if you're on social welfare, a lot of that is paid directly into your bank account. Peter, I'll be with you straight after the break. He uses cash all the time. I'd like to hear from you on 6797981. Another WhatsApp from June.
Hi Adrian, I went to Power City yesterday looking for a blender and I only had cash with me and they were only accepting cards, so they lost out there because I had to go somewhere else and buy it, so they lost the sale.
Ooh, just because they didn't take cash, fair enough. Peter, you're on 98FM. How are you, Peter?
Morning, Adrian. How are you getting on?
Only cash.
Only cash. Yeah, yeah. I barely use card at all. Very, 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 very rarely.
Now, during the last few weeks where we're all being encouraged to use card wherever possible, you've been the one to whip out a wad of cash.
Yeah, the problem is, I went in, like the last lady there, went into Starbucks there a couple of weeks ago and I reopened in Stranraer, walked in, placed my order, halfway through my coffee, went to pay them. I only had cash. Sorry. They only took card. Well, they lost out on two cups of coffee.
Right, so you literally had to leave the store
because
they wouldn't take cash.
Absolutely.
And do you have a bank card?
Yeah, I have a bank card.
And why wouldn't you use it?
Because I don't carry it.
You don't carry it?
I don't carry my bank card. So my bank card is at home, where basically my bills come out of. If I was to sit there and tap, tap, tap a roo all day long, I wouldn't be able to pay my bills.
So you are, but then you don't trust yourself either, is that what it is?
It's not that I don't trust myself, it's just that, like, I watch people tapping all the time, right, and I'm there, I'm baffled, I'm looking down, how do they even know how much to spend them? Because they literally don't even hear the people say, that's $13.75.
I know, but if you've got, say, Revolut or...
Totally different card altogether, Adrian, because it tells you every time you make a transaction.
That's what I was about to say, yeah. I have an N26 card, which is very similar, except a little bit better in my opinion. But anyway, and as soon as I tap for something, the price of what I've just paid for flashes up on my phone. It's instantaneous.
That's brilliant. Totally much better. What I see now is it's because we're in the tech age now, Adrian, is that people don't care. They literally walk up, tap away, and that's it.
They've no value of money then, is that what it is?
Absolutely no value. And that's the younger generation, because you'll notice people like ourselves and a lot that you just had on the show there saying, no, I'll only deal with hard cash because I know what I'm spending. And if I spend too much, then I don't have enough to buy anything else.
Okay, so you obviously believe that you discipline yourself better with money if you're using cash.
100%, because if you don't have it in your pocket, you can't spend it.
That's an interesting way of looking at it, all right? Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, good man, Peter, thank you. Robbie sent me this.
My local takeaway, never accept card. So every time you put an order in, down the ATM, take cash out. Nightmare.
Yeah, no, an awful lot of the takeaways and an awful lot of businesses that before this pandemic didn't take card, are now taking card because they've found themselves kind of having to. So a lot of takeaways that up until this pandemic kicked in were only taking cash. You'll find an awful lot of them now have machines to take card now. Tony.
For me, it should be illegal not to take money from the from somebody in a shop, because social welfare is being paid cash. What about people on social welfare that don't have bank accounts? They have no other way of storing their money, so they just keep their money cash. They have to spend their money somehow. So seeing that money is a legal tender, I think it's wrong for any shop to not accept money. Just what I call it is buy gloves.
My gloves. Okay. Paul, you're on 98FM. How are you, Paul?
Adrian, how are you keeping on?
Good. Now, what do you make of so many people not having bank accounts, not having bank cards, only using cash?
I have to be honest, I was organising finance for about 25 years, mortgages and car loans. And we used to get the bank statements, which the banks still do. And you could see somebody's rec card of where they were buying their shopping. And that was like 25 years ago. I'm looking at some of the guys today. They're tapping in taxis. They're buying beer at 2 o'clock in the morning. They're tapping for McDonald's. And if a bank wants to refuse a loan, they're given all the evidence there and all the proof that they could be reckless in their spending.
Really? Do they go into that much detail?
Yeah, you force them with a bank statement. Oh yeah, absolutely. Because
hang on. If I buy an Eddie Rockets at 3 o'clock in the morning on my way home from a night out on the lash,
it's expenditure. You're spending money. And then they multiply that, and then the multiples of the mortgage, it works against how much money you're actually spending. Not how much you save. It's how much on your routine of how you spend.
Oh, right.
Would you lend to somebody who's out the pub on a Saturday night and tapping at half two in the morning, they want 250,000 mortgage off you, money off you?
But it'd make me think, wouldn't it? Yeah. I never even thought of that. So if that same person every Friday, let's say, takes out €300 for their spending money for the week, the bank won't see where you've been. They'll just see that this person takes out 300 quid every week for spending money.
It could be shopping. It could be petrol. It could be savings.
Oh, I never ever thought of that, and I'm sure lots of people listening to us never thought of that.
It's kind of when I go to when I'm up at McDonald's and I see guys tapping for a Big Mac, I go, no, don't do that. You're only giving information to the lender.
Okay, so if you don't want your bank to know too much information about you, take a wad of cash out every week and live off that.
And I would think that a lot of the people that are speaking on your show regarding cash would have an awareness of that too.
Oh,
and although they might not state it, but I would say that's the reason a lot of cases people.
Well, as I said, it's something I never thought of, but it actually makes a little bit of logical sense that if they see you tapping your card in your local pub two or three times a week, that might make them go, "Oh, look at this fella! He loves his local pub."
Would you lend money?
No. Yet he could still go to his local pub with his cash in his pocket and the bank being none the wiser.
Correct.
Very good advice. All right. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's bring in a couple more WhatsApp voice notes. This is from Brian.
Nowadays, I think it's changed that shops that don't accept card, they lose out on a lot of business because most people my age anyway, like I'm in late 20s, but they don't carry cash. And if a shop just says no to card, it's like, right, well, you've lost me. I'm just going to go somewhere else. I'm not paying €2 to take money out of the ATM in the petrol station just to get a coffee or whatever.
All right, Brian. Somebody just following on from that last call said, good luck getting a mortgage if the bank sees you spending any money in a bookies. Yeah, that goes back to what he was saying. Would you trust that person? Andreas had an incident in his off-licence.
Hi, Adrian. I went to that off-licence chain you're talking about, which I go to constantly. They refused to take my cash and I didn't have a card. And even though I insisted I didn't want change, he still refused to sell me the bottle of wine.
And Andreas, I think that same off-license have now reverted to accepting cash, I think. Couple more. This is from Daryl.
Yeah, I agree. So I got a Chinese there on Saturday night and they said, you're going to use cash or card, and if you use cash, we give you extra drinks and a free bag of crackers.
Really? So they want the cash. Fair enough. And a final one to wrap up on from Emma.
I really feel sorry for the homeless, in particular in town, as we've become a cashless society. I never, ever, ever have cash on me. And I'm always so conscious of it passing the homeless in town. I really think they've taken a hit because everyone has moved towards cards now, and it's very unlikely that a lot of us have coins or change on us. So I really do feel sorry for them. I think they've taken a massive hit.
And I think you're probably right, Emma. In fact, I know you're right. I'd be absolutely certain that you're right, Emma, because only yesterday after I left work I was going into the car park where we park and there was a guy sitting outside, and under normal circumstances I'd throw him a couple of euro, and I had to explain to him, I'm really sorry mate, I have no cash on me at all, and I haven't had in months. Now I didn't say that to him, but I haven't had cash on me in months. So yeah, you're dead right, Emma. Guys like that are suffering.
98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.